This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Those out there who follow me on Twitter know this already. And if you don't follow me, here's the plug. I'm at Kai Ryssdal, K-A-I-R-Y-S-S-D-A-L. But those who do follow me know that from time to time, when the president says things like, we're taking in billions of dollars in tariff money, sometimes he adds from the Chinese, well, when that happens, I kind of lose it. And more often than not, I respond, usually in all caps, that those billions of dollars are coming from American consumers, the ones who are paying the tariffs. Well, same thing happened the other day, and a guy named Kevin Feig tweeted back at me saying, hey, it's not just the consumer, Kai, it's businesses too, like his, an auto parts company in Miami called Foreign Parts Distributors. So you know what's coming now. We got Kevin Feig on the phone. Kevin, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Kai. Pleasure to be with you.
So set me straight, as you did on Twitter the other day. What's it like for you, I guess, stuck in the middle, right, between the Commerce Department and the rules on tariffs and your consumers?
Well, that's correct, Kai. It's a very helpless feeling. My company has been in business for, over 45 years. And for the past 10, 15 years, the predominant country that we've imported parts from is China. And the difficulty is that the customs has enacted a first 10% tariff rate and then a 25% tariff rate. And there's no negotiating there. Right now, we're paying 27.5% duties. And we're forced as a company, like thousands of other importers, to raise our prices to our customers. And those customers raise their prices to their customers. And eventually, it trickles down to the consumer. So, yes, money is pouring into U.S. Treasury from these tariffs. But the money is not coming from Chinese factories. The money is coming from U.S. consumers, right, and U.S. companies.
What happens when you go to your customers and say, hey, look, the tariffs are 27.5%. I got to pass at least some of this on. What do they say to you?
Most of my customers, certainly are aware of the situation, but no companies just accept price increases without a fight. And we've had to absorb a little bit of a loss because when you're, dealing with customer negotiations, sometimes you need to give a little in order to keep the business.
And what's that meaning for your people? Are you laying people off? Are you cutting pay? What are you doing?
We have not laid anybody off specifically related to the situation. That's the last thing we want to do. If business is affected more severely, more dramatically in the future, certainly we would have to consider, doing that. But that's not something that we've done to date. We have tried to reduce costs in other areas to help offset the reduced profitability, but we have not laid people off as of yet.
If this trade conflict, as you say, keeps being ongoing, then what do you do at your company?
So when the tariffs first went into effect, we looked into diversifying our supplier network mm-hmm. a little bit more. The problem is, Kai, and I can't speak for every industry, I can only mm-hmm. speak for mine. I don't sell ballpoint pens. I can't just say, well, I'm getting my blue pens from China, and now I'll go get them from Bangladesh. What I sell is a technical product. I have over 6,000 part numbers. And when you're going 70 miles an hour on the highway, if you have one of my parts installed in your vehicle, the quality of that part keeps your car on the road. And we take that very seriously. And to move even a single part number from one supplier to another is a very exhaustive process that requires a lot of time and research and testing.
All of which are costing you money, right?
That's correct. That's correct. My time, my quality control team we've spent, over 70% of our time over the last year just looking at, alternative sourcing outside of China.
Kevin Feig, he's the executive vice president at a firm his dad started 45-something years ago, Foreign Parts Distributors out of Miami, Florida, does auto parts. Kevin, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Kai.